wrestling as one and one royal family.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Wrestling Crossroads. As always, I am one half of the dynamic duo, Twisted, alongside Brother Pyro.
What's up, guys?
And we are talking Elimination Chamber. We are in Australia.
For the first time in 6 years.
For the first time, yes, in 6 years. And, you know, we do have some Australian-born superstars, such as Grayson Waller, Rhea Ripley. I believe they said that Nia Jax was also born in Sydney, Australia. It was something that I was reading of.
The more you know.
Miss Indy Hartwell. Bronson Reed.
Who is pretty much the only indie star Aussie star not featured on the card.
And I believe that's all. Am I correct?
I believe so.
Okay. I do want to point out that the last time we were there, and I want to shock you with this. I wanted to do this live. The last time we were there, I'm only going to read a couple of these matches just because, you know, it kind of hits to home.
Nah, read them all. Read them all.
Okay.
Full sin.
Was Super Showdown.
Oh.
We had the last time ever Undertaker versus Triple H.
Which turned into a second to last time ever.
We had AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe for the WWE Championship. No disqualification, no countout. There must be a winner.
Jesus Christ.
We had The Shield.
Oh my God.
Versus Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre.
My God.
I'm going to point this out as well. At that time, Roman was holding the Red Universal Championship. Seth Rollins had the Intercontinental Championship. And Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler were tag team champions on the Red brand.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Tell me a lot has changed without telling me that a lot has changed.
There's a lot more. You're gonna... Ready? We had Ronda Rousey and the Bella Twins taking on the Riot Squad, which consisted of who?
Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, and Sarah Logan, now known as Valhalla.
Mm-hmm. We had the Cruiserweight Championship.
Oh my God.
Cedric Alexander defending against Buddy Murphy.
Oh my God. Hold on, that one hit a little close to the heart.
We had Daniel Bryan, you're gonna love this feud, remember this, versus The Miz.
Oh.
Winner faces WWE Champion.
Oh my God.
We had John Cena and Bobby Lashley taking on Kevin Owens and Elias. SmackDown Women's Championship, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte. SmackDown Tag Team Championship, The New Day versus The Bar. And the last match on the card was Asuka and Naomi versus The Iconics. How strange does it feel?
That almost feels like a fever dream at this point.
It is so, so different of how many people are still in the company, how even differently the titles have shifted.
That just tells you how much and how quickly
things can change.
How drastically how things can change in the world of pro wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Because think about it, shortly after the Shield broke up.
Again.
Dean didn't re-sign.
Now he's Jon Moxley in AEW.
The Iconics were cut. The Universal title had switched brands. The IC title has switched brands. Had switched brands shortly after.
The tag team titles got unified.
The tag team titles have been unified. The WWE and Universal title have been unified.
We got Big Gold back.
We got a new championship. The Bar is officially no more.
Joe's
Brian's gone. Joe's gone. The Iconics no longer exist in the world of pro wrestling, period. At this point in time that we are now talking live.
Yep. It's a lot that has changed.
Wow.
The Riot Squad has split up for the second time, technically. Because even when, now known as Valhalla, Sarah Logan went on maternity leave, they ended up putting Ruby and Liv back together for the Riot Squad. And now
and they feuded with the Iconics. Loser broke up, breaking up the Iconics for no reason. And now Ruby's not even with the company.
Nope. But Liv has won a title since then. Valhalla, obviously, is now back working with her husband.
If he could ever stay healthy.
And I think we've covered just about...
Ronda's gone.
Ronda is gone.
The Bellas have retired and entered the Hall of Fame.
And have completely left WWE as well.
And have completely left the world of pro wrestling as a whole. Let me see that real quick. Let me see that one more time.
One more time? One more time.
One more time. Let me see that one more game. You bringing up Ziggler, he's gone.
And just won a title. Congratulations.
Yes, he did. That. Yes, he did. Strowman's out on injury. Buddy's gone.
And in AEW.
Cena's pretty much retired at this point. Naomi has left and come back.
Yes.
Charlotte's on her, like, ninth injury. Ziggler is, again, gone.
Yep.
Strowman's injured. Michaels now runs NXT. Triple H is head of creative. Undertaker and Kane...
are both retired.
Are both retired and in the Hall of Fame.
Becky's now chasing a new championship.
Becky has been heel and face more times than the Big Show at this point. Big E has been gone from injury for almost... 2 years, 3 years.
I believe Kofi's won a championship.
Kofi Mania has happened since then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
see how different
Cesaro's in a different company.
Mm-hmm.
Sheamus has been MIA for God knows how long at this point.
Yes. It's strange to see how different from the last time we were in Australia compared to now, right?
Seth Rollins is now World Heavyweight Champion.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman is now heel.
Yes. And the first time they tried to turn him heel, it didn't work. The first time they even tried to slightly turn him heel, it didn't work. Except for when he was in the Shield and they were, like, partially heel.
My whole thing is Roman should have turned heel after...
the breakup.
It's my yard now.
Yeah.
Mania 33, he beats Undertaker. It's my yard now. Done. There's the heel turn. And they failed to capitalize on that.
Agreed.
Because that man had monumental heat. But anyway, now that we're done with the Australia facts of that,
mm-hmm.
holy cow. Yes. Oh, no, hold on. Let's go back to Rhea was on NXT. Grayson Waller had not yet existed in the world of WWE.
I believe Rhea had just gotten to NXT due to the Mae Young Classic at that time.
Yep. Bronson Reed didn't exist. Indy Hartwell, I believe, was still in high school.
Mm-hmm. Majority of these...
Nia Jax was on the main roster at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, wow.
I don't believe... I believe Finn Balor, yes, was on the main roster. Damian Priest was still in NXT. Had just, I think, debuted in NXT around this time.
Around that time. Dominic was not an active competitor.
He was still in high school. If I'm not mistaken, he was still in high school.
Like, he was not yet an active competitor. JD McDonagh had yet to exist.
In WWE. Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate.
NXT UK.
Mm-hmm. LA Knight was still in TNA.
Was still in Impact. Nope, I think he was in NWA at that point. My point is...
Logan Paul hadn't stepped foot in a ring yet. Yeah, we got a lot. There's a lot that has changed in just that time frame, but...
Jesus, Tiffany Stratton had yet to exist.
All right.
Imperium was not a thing.
Let's get into our match card now, all right? So, starting
it's
off...
It's not my fault you made me feel old.
Starting off on our list, we have the Women's Elimination Chamber match. Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Tiffany Stratton, Naomi, and Raquel Rodriguez. All of these women, aside from Raquel, went through qualifying matches to get to this point. Raquel, being out on injury, ended up returning during a last chance battle royal and was kind of the top pick to win. She made it to the finals, obviously, and then we almost saw an upset where Chelsea Green was hiding on the outside of the ring during the entire match. She had never been eliminated, and she thought that she could score a win over Raquel, but Raquel was a little bit quicker and ended up eliminating her to get the win in the final spot in this Elimination Chamber match.
Tell them what's on the line.
It is a chance to face either Nia Jax or Rhea Ripley, whoever walks out of Australia, the Women's World Champion, at WrestleMania. Now, before we get into our predictions, there is something that you wanted me to specifically share.
You're all about stats and fun facts.
The only woman to ever eliminate all other competitors is Miss Shayna Baszler
herself. Who Becky beat to qualify for this match, and I'm really upset Shayna's not in this one. To be perfectly honest, I kind of feel like Elimination Chamber is kind of her event.
It is. I would agree, at least, you know, women-wise. Going into our predictions, it is mostly unanimous with me, you, Desario, and Hex all choosing Becky Lynch to win this. We obviously know what's coming come Mania. They've been playing into the storyline of Becky versus Rhea for the longest time. Flash has chosen Raquel and Cauldron because he drools over her more than I've seen you even drool over her. Liv Morgan.
I'll still fight him, though.
I know you would. That is more or less our predictions on that. I'm very excited to see the order that they put the women in. That's kind of always my favorite thing when it comes to the Elimination Chamber.
All I know is Tiffany Stratton better hit that pretty moonsault off of a pod, or you have wasted her opportunity.
I entirely agree. I think they should give her a really big moment to shine in this. Because she definitely deserves it. Do not let her come up to the main roster and let her flop.
And let her flounder immediately.
All right. Take us into our next match.
Undisputed tag team titles on the line. British Strong Style Pete Dunne. That feels good to say again.
Yes.
And Tyler Bate challenge the Judgment Day's Finn Balor and Damian Priest. We got to this point via a series of matches. There was a Fatal 4-Way on Raw, which led to to DIY winning. I know there was a match on SmackDown in which they Dunn and Bate won. The winners of those respective matches faced off. Winner got the shot here.
Yeah.
It ended up being Dunn and Bate. Personally, I feel like it should have been DIY, but whatever.
I mean, I think you'd take either.
I mean, I would have taken either because, like, it would have been a good match regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Going into the predictions, all but you have chosen the Judgment Day. I mean, it's really the only thing that makes sense. They haven't really put a lot of momentum behind Dunn and Bate, in my opinion, and the outside interference of everybody is going to be a factor.
See, there is no equalizer. Here's where I'm thinking. You want to point out outside interference, and this is where my brainchild went. Who's been the one costing most of Judgment Day's matches?
R-Truth.
Okay.
Who just flew back to the States from Austria.
Here's the other thing. You never know if he actually went to the States. It could be a ploy. He could end up here. He could end up costing them. And if R-Truth comes out, yes, you have the numbers of Judgment Day. You have JD McDonagh on the outside. You have Dominic Mysterio, or as he likes to say, Tom and Nick Mysterio. But
so which one's coming out with them tonight?
I say Nick. You tell me if it's Tom, all right? I can never tell them apart. Here's the way I go. R-Truth comes out. He gets a beating by Dominic Mysterio, JD McDonagh. Who's been on R-Truth's side this entire time?
The Miz.
The Miz, DIY, they come out.
Equalizers.
You have equalizers. Pete?
I'm sorry, it's not DIY. According to R-Truth, it's DX.
Okay, so you have mini versions of DX come out, whatever.
DIX.
All right. You have Pete, and Tyler pick up the win due to the distraction on the outside.
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
They said it. We read it earlier. Title is to change hands tonight. A title.
Rumored there is a championship changing hands.
I say it's that one.
All right, all right.
So, next match up on our card, we have the Women's World Championship. Rhea Ripley takes on Nia Jax. I don't really care how we got to this point. I have seen
Rhea after a series of attacks by Nia, Rhea got really sick of her shit and was like, I want her in Australia. I, the champion, am calling out my challenger, and I want Nia Jax.
I mean, again...
So, what did Aaron Pierce do? You're like, you want her? You got her. It's just not going to be on this episode of Raw. You can wait till we get to Australia to make it happen. Bet.
My biggest thing with this is just... I'm kind of sick of seeing Nia in the title picture. I hope after this she kind of shoves her tail between her legs and leaves. We've seen her get so many chances, just like somebody else that we're going to talk about later. Unanimous. It is Rhea. I want to know Desario's reasoning for choosing Rhea Ripley.
Other than, you know, the obvious mommy's always on top.
Other than, because I know his comments with things, and he really goes into depth sometimes, and I'd like to know his reasoning.
They're not taking the title off of her in her country, hence why she's the face in the feud.
Okay. I know that the next match you really want to touch on, so I'm just going to poke into the one that was actually added late last night, earlier today. We don't really know when it 100% got added. And that is the Women's Tag Team Championship match. Kabuki Warriors take on Indi Hartwell and Candice LeRae. We are 50-50 with this one. Me, you, Flash have chosen the way Indi Hartwell, Candice LeRae to walk out as champions, whereas obviously we have Desario, Hex, and Cauldron who have chosen the Kabuki Warriors. And our reasoning?
It's the hot potato title. Like at the end, if you're gonna rumor that a title is gonna change hands, why not make it the one that nobody really cares about?
That and Indi Hartwell.
Indi being from Australia, why not give her moment in the sun, even if it only be for like a week?
Yeah. I mean, they did that the last time, obviously, we were in Australia. They gave the win to the Iconics. And I remember that, at least.
Shit, you remember more about that show than I do. that tells you something. I almost didn't remember that show.
Take us into our main event, please.
All right, main event. Men's Elimination Chamber, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, LA Knight, Kevin Owens, and Logan Paul all vying for a shot at Seth freaking Rollins at Mania. If he wasn't having visa issues, Gunther should be in this match.
I 100% agree.
But aside from that fact, there is one thing that bothers me. And yes, I know you pointed out Superstar Shakeup coming soon, blah, 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 blah. There are five, of the six men in this match, only one of them comes from the Red Brand, which houses the World Heavyweight Champion. You know, the guy that they're all fighting for a chance to go after and fight for the title.
I also want to point out it is somebody from the Red Brand that is going after the SmackDown Championship as well, so.
Okay, Rumble has a different set of rules.
Rumble has a different set of rules, but then titles can also change brands.
Anyway.
Who wins.
Yes.
Anywho.
And I swear to God, if they don't make it that, you have wasted us. You have wasted everybody's time.
Anywho.
But anyway. So, speaking of title opportunity after title opportunity after title opportunity after title opportunity after title opportunity.
We get it.
After title opportunity.
Drew McIntyre, and we actually looked this up, has had 15 title opportunities since Seth Rollins became World Heavyweight Champion back in May. November, he has had 4 championship opportunities on house shows, 1 at Crown Jewel. December, 7 house shows. In January, 4 house shows and 1 on Raw. That's a lot.
Your math ain't mathin'.
If my math ain't mathin', I don't know what is.
You said he's had 15 total opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
believe that's 4-1.
That is 5.
4-1.
Oh.
He's at 17.
17. I was 2 off.
Your math ain't mathin'.
I also counted it really funky and, yeah, was not paying attention when I did it, obviously.
But the point is, Drew, you're a big-ass Scotsman with a sword. Why are you bitching and moaning and whining and complaining and crying to get titles? Because you're not in the title picture because you got screwed the last time and outside interference this and outside factors that and whatever. Dude, you lost. You freaking lost. Get over yourself.
You don't have a story to finish anymore.
You've had 17 opportunities at this title and you have failed very much. A similar situation to last year, Rhea Ripley winning the Women's World title. Mm-hmm. Natalya had like 16 title opportunities. Mm-hmm. Raw, after pay-per-view, after pay-per-view, after house show, after house show.
We done.
Give us something new. Because at this point, Rollins has, I can only really see having faced, what, 2 people?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, he's also faced Jay and Sammy once each. But in reality, a consistent 2 people. That was Shinsuke Nakamura, which you have done nothing to make me care about. And Drew McIntyre. Bruh. Give us something new or give him the damn title.
Agreed. Especially at this point. Take us through our predictions.
So predictions go as follows. Flash picks the Megastar. L.A. Knight. Yeah. Cauldron picks the Viper Randy Orton. And the rest of the field picks Drew McIntyre because, again, he's pretty much the only one that makes sense at this point. There's no real reason to give it to Logan or Kevin because they have their own feud going on.
Agreed.
LA Knight doesn't really make a whole lot of sense right now because there's nothing there with Rollins. Lashley doesn't make any sense because he hasn't been relevant in God knows how long.
He's trying to be right now with the Street Profits.
But you give us, you know, Randy, who has his own history with
Seth Rollins. Talking about that.
Oh yeah, if it's not Drew, it needs to be Randy because if we can recreate that magic for Mania 31, I will not be mad in the slightest. Like, at all. Because it would be a great match.
It would be. And,
but also,
I'm just, honestly, if it
was, I'm just tired of Drew.
If I knew Drew wasn't going to be the initial one to be picked, I would honestly go for Randy because honestly, I am sick of
that's
Drew.
That's exactly what it is for me. But my thing is this. Everything, all signs point to Drew. And here's why. He wants, you know, the whining and complaining about, you know, outside factors for why he can't get the job done. Rollin needs the time off.
What is he going to do if he can't get the job done here tonight?
Probably whine and cry some more.
It wasn't fair. Everybody got the same opportunity. Everybody got the same
I came in at number 1. Yeah, and there was somebody else in the ring with you.
You know what? You could bring him in at the last, and he'd still bitch and complain that he didn't get enough time.
Exactly. My thing is, he makes sense for the reason being he's on Raw. Mm-hmm. Rollins, he actually has a story going with Rollins, and they teased it way too much for it to not be him. Rollins needs the time off. Drew still complains about Pandemic Mania when the entire world shut down.
Everybody else went through it, too.
Exactly. That's my thing is, we got to watch Braun Strowman win his first world title in front of no crowd. Mm-hmm. We didn't even have the Thunderdome. No. I want to point that out. Like, we didn't get the Thunder. We still hadn't entered the Thunderdome era.
We got to see a banger match between Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair for that Mania, and there was
nobody there. But
you don't hear them complaining.
You won the big one in front of nobody. We get it. A lot of things happened in front of nobody. The world shut down. Yes, that one is an outside factor that you really had no control over. Because, again, the world shut its way down. But you complained that you didn't get the moment in front of the fans. Okay,
that's
cool.
That's understandable.
You want that. Everybody wants that because that's a feel-good moment.
You had that time to try to get that at Crown Jewel, at Raw. You see, you had a chance.
At Crown Jewel with Big E as WWE Champion, Mania the following year.
You had so many chances to get the big one in front of fans. You couldn't make it happen.
The other thing I am going to also point out is he still hasn't signed his contract extension. How do you get him, make him happy enough to
stay?
To stay? Yep, they give him his freaking moment.
Well, we'll have to see. I'm going to be super tired for this. You're going to be super tired for this. It is at 4 a.m. where we live.
I will also be coming fresh off of a rock show. So that'll be fun. I will be... caffeine. An immense amount of caffeine will be our best friend.
He'll be more your best friend than mine. I have to wake up for Baby Crossroads in the middle of the night, so I'm used to it.
Yeah. Caffeine, 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 caffeine.
All right, Brother Piper. We will see you guys tomorrow for the Elimination Chamber recap. We hope you all enjoy it, no matter what time frame you are watching it at. You guys have a good rest of your night and early morning. We will see y'all later.